Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Good evening, my fellow Americans. We now stand 10 years past the midpoint of a century that has witnessed 4 major wars among great nations. Until the latest of our world conflicts, the United States had no armaments industry. American makers of plowshares could, with time and as required, make swords as well. But we can no longer risk emergency improvisation of national defense. We have been compelled to create a permanent armaments industry of vast proportions. Added to this, 3.5 million men and women are directly engaged in the defense establishment. Now, this conjunction of an immense military establishment and a large arms industry is new in the American experience. The total influence, economic, political, even spiritual, is felt in every city, every state house, every office of the federal government. We recognize the imperative need for this development, yet we must not fail to comprehend its grave implications. Our toil, resources, and livelihood are all involved. So is the very structure of our society. In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes. We should take nothing for granted. Only an alert and knowledgeable citizen can compel the proper meshing of the huge industrial and military machinery of defense with our peaceful methods and goals, so that security and liberty may prosper together.
I heard that. That was President Eisenhower giving his farewell speech in 1960. And, does it make a lot of sense today? Wow. The World Health officials say that 2 billion people may contact swine flu. That's a lot of people. The World Health Organization predicts that H1N1 swine flu virus will infect 2 billion people, or 1 out of every 3 people, over the next 2 years. Wow, this flu has already killed 800. The WHO says thousands more could die unless an effective vaccine is developed soon. This year's pandemic spread around the globe with record breaking speed. It has taken less than 2 months for H1N1 swine flu, while previous pandemics took 6 months or longer. Yet, Dr. Help me out here, Keiji Fukuda of the World Health Organization warns that global outbreak is still in the early stages. We have a very large global population, and it is quite clear that we'll continue to see spread of this virus through countries and then among countries, he says. Most of the patients have been teenagers between 12 and 17 years old, but the virus is spreading more deeply into many communities, and the WHO says that the average age of the patients now appears to be getting slightly older. Wow, that's a trip. This flu that supposedly supposed to be spreading quickly, I guess they're saying that some of the average flus spread pretty at a certain speed at 6 months, and they, I guess they have a ratio of 2 months, and they said this is a quick moving virus because in just 2 months it's moved quicker than some of the viruses that move 6 months. I don't like this. This is very suspicious to me, and we have to keep our eye on this thing because it's just too suspicious. This is like everything else that's being pulled on the wool over our faces. While they say look at the right hand, while they reach in your pocket with the left hand, so we have to keep our eyes on that story. The Asian, the BBC actually has a story on the boat that was seized. So the South American fishing boat, South Korea fishing boat, has been towed away by the North Korea patrol boat off the peninsula east coast. The military says the ship has strayed north on the maritime border due to problems with its navigation system. South Korea has asked for the boat and the crew who were fishing for squid to be returned as soon as possible. The incident comes as relations between the two Koreas have worsened over the North nuclear missile test. So we have to keep an eye on this one too, because it's these two have been added and it looks kind of like, you know, just the right thing at the right time can cause these two to swell into a big major war. How many of y'all saw the President Obama drinking with his professor, college professor, and the police officer and the vice president? Well, is that all the news they have for us today? I mean, for real. And they make a deal out of it. Now, I guess it is a big deal when the president's approval ratings are so low and he has to do something to get them up. But let's pray for the president. And actually get saved. A Christian, but I'm not so convinced. You know them by their fruits. There is, the drills are still going on. We still got one more day for the NLE drills. So we don't fall asleep yet. Now I'm not hoping nothing's gonna happen on them drills. I'm praying it is not. But I'm saying don't fall asleep yet. Because the way they're talking about this flu virus, they're about to try. That's gonna be really big. So just watch yourself out there. Be safe, everyone. The PA and the Israeli ministers met in Tel Aviv. excuse me, on the month of the ninth day of Av. And that's the first time they met in a while, and it looks like a lot of things are being the Middle East. When you said that about back in 2003. I was saying to myself, oh, 2009 is a long ways away. have a peace agreement by then. And now we're here. And Russia has a peace conference coming up in October, November. Just such price to rise up. But we are as the Lord into our lives, because we don't have that much time to go. And that's where God is going to go down and to be a messenger for him. Okay. Then until about Revelations chapter 13, because it is very important that we understand the times that we're living in. Now, I don't have anybody in the chat room right now, so I'm just going to go ahead and read. And this is Revelation chapter 13. And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a sea and 10 horns. And upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his head blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as feet of bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him the power and the seat and great authority. And I saw one of his heads as if were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the world wondered after the beast. And they worshipped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worshipped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things, and blasphemy, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth and blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. Now, who is the people that dwell in heaven? Who is he talking about in them that dwell in heaven? Could that be a hint? Could that be a hint? Let me read that verse again. And he opened his mouth and blasphemed against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. Huh. Now, this is the Antichrist, right? So, could this verse be confirming that there is a rapture? Because who is he blaspheming in heaven? Now, we know that Satan is going to indwell the Antichrist. But this is referring to actually the Antichrist. And if you go back to verse 5, and there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things, and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. Now, Satan will come down in the second half of the tribulation period and indwell the Antichrist. So the Antichrist will go into the temple and say, I am God. But he's blaspheming them that dwell in heaven. Who is that? Who is he talking about? Could it be those people who got raptured prior to, and he had to come up with an excuse, and now all of a sudden he's just going crazy a little bit, and now he's just talking junk, and he's so mad that he's actually saying, and what about those people that you call going rapture, or what is, you know. And verse 7, and it was given unto him to make war with the saints, and to overcome them, and power was given unto him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. And all them, all that dwell upon the earth, shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundations of the world. So the people who do not submit to the Antichrist, who are not going to give in to the Antichrist, will be put to death. Now it says, and it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them, and power was given unto him over all kindreds and tongues and nations, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life. Now people are going to get saved during the tribulation period. So after the rapture, there's no one saved at that split second. But the 144,000 Jews who are sealed, the two witnesses are sealed, and the angel, of course, is flying through the air, and these people are preaching the gospel. And the gospel of the kingdom should go to the ends of the world and to a witness to all, and then the end shall come. So the gospel should spread all across the world. It should be, God will hear the gospel. So when somebody asks you the question, well, what about the people over in Cambodia or Africa? I say, what about them? Why don't you worry about yourself? Make sure you are right. We have to get right. We have to get right. My God, we have to get right. We don't have that much time. Okay. So let us find the Lord. Let us get close to him. Let us have a relationship with him. If any man has an ear, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity should go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. That's deep. The second is a religious leader. Okay. Now, let's talk about the mark of the beast. Now, some people believe that that is a literal chip that gets put in your right hand and your forehead, which I tend to agree with. However, I believe the mark of the beast is more than that. I believe the mark of the beast is a selling of your soul to the devil. Now, some people will get tricked into it. Some people will get tricked into taking this mark. Other people will just take it downright saying, I love the devil. But the 144,000 Jews will be going across the world, of course, the United States, will across the world preaching the gospel. You don't think they're just coming in Jerusalem, do you? So they're going to get the airplane tickets or whatever, ride their horses and whatever they're going to do. They're going to go and they're going to preach the gospel to all the world. Now the church has done, at this point, have already done their mission. The church age would have been over, and it's time for the church to come home. So they go home, and now the greatest, nothing against the church, but the greatest missionary endeavor ever will start in the tribulation period. Now, I wouldn't want to be here in the tribulation period, so that's not what I'm trying to tell y'all. But we need to make spiritual plans as well as... Now, I'm all about making plans, you know, to have that extra box of batteries and that extra, you know, generator in the house. I'm all about that. But at the same time, I'm also about the Lord will provide. The Lord will provide for us. Now, when they're coming up with all this swine flu stuff, it makes you wonder how... And a lot of word is coming out of this stuff is man-made in a laboratory. Now, People who study the globalist secret societies know for a fact that Roosevelt said nothing in politics happened by accident. If it happened that way, it was planned that way. From the space, I mean, if you look at the space shuttle endeavors, explosions, I'm pretty sure one of them was kind of fishy. You say, well, why are you putting, use that one for illustration? Nothing in politics happened by accident. If it happened, it was planned that way by somebody. And if push comes to shove, you really don't get technical, Satan is behind every evil. Anyway. George paved the way for Obama, which is paving the way for somebody else, which is paving the way for somebody else. I don't think he's going that far. Obama, President Obama, is paving the way for the Antichrist. And if the Antichrist is going to come, he's going to slaughter people out of ignorance. Ignorance. If the government could pull the wool over the average citizenry, then imagine what the devil can do. Because the devil is behind all of this. So look at my left hand while I stick my right hand in your pocket and take everything out of it. That's what's going on. My people perish for lack of knowledge. But that lack of knowledge is we got some smart people, so you know, you figure that I believe it's not really, sometimes it's not really lack of knowledge, it's more or less what they really want. What you only want to hear what you want to hear. It's called selective listening. I learned that in my last communications class. You only want to hear what you only want to hear. And if you don't want to hear it, you ain't gonna hear it. So people only want to select what they want to hear. So if you want to hear the Constitution of the United States, you're going to hear it. If you want to hear, you need to put your seatbelts on, you're going to hear it. If you're going to hear, of course you're going to want to hear, we should throw a party tonight. Of course you're going to want to hear that. You're cute. You're going to want to hear that. Somebody walk up to you and say, you're stick, you need a tic-tac. You can't hear that. No. If a smart person would love to hear it. They don't want to go somewhere around, if it's a girl, she don't want to go around a bunch of guys when her breath is kicking. She needs a tic-tac. People don't want to hear the truth. The gospel stings. The gospel stings. Jesus Christ and Him crucified is a nasty word around a bunch of wicked people. Heck, the good people don't even want to hear it because Jesus is the Word. And He cut between the bone and the marrow. He goes in and God has those piercing eyes in the book of Revelation. He can see through everything. God can see everything. Jesus knows everything. Only thing He didn't know at that time is the day and hour that He'll be coming. But He knows everything. Now, let me talk about this drills that were ran and also the signs that were in the sky. I believe that the signs are still there. The sign is still there. He's going to do something. God is going to do something. I don't know what He's going to do, but He's going to do something. Somebody, some signs were there for no reason. They are there. Okay? The drills. God, I told y'all to pray. Thank God nothing happened. We got one more day for these drills. I pray that nothing happens in the next couple of days. We just have to. God forbid that we pray, Lord Jesus, please, God, just spare lives. Spare lives. You say, well, why are you not praying to stop it? I'm not going to pray to stop it. Sooner or later, Jesus is going to come back. So, I'm praying that less lives get hurt. I want Jesus Christ to come back. At the same time, I want to be here to preach the gospel. I have a feeling that this show is going to take off. And I'm saying that at a time that there's nobody in the chat room. Not one person. So I know the show is going to take off. I keep changing the times, I keep changing this, and I keep changing that. But we are headed for some tough times. I'm going to be having a website be finished pretty soon. And I'm going to invite people to come to the website. I'm also going to be advertising the show a lot more. And I'm going to be more or less having guests on. And I want to have a guest or two on as soon as possible. Because I feel it's important that the show gets out there. A lot of the shows I've been doing has not really been any preparation for it. I haven't came and read any articles. I'm going to just sit down and I'm just going to absorb all the information I can. I'm going to start reading. I'm going to start to read the Word of God a lot more. Because my mission is to preach the gospel. I'm an evangelist, I guess. That's my calling. I know I ain't a preacher because I'm not responsible. No, I'm saying you need to be responsible as an evangelist, but I'll be leading people. And that's not, I mean, I'm not the greatest leader. Now, God maybe later has something for me, but I'm pretty sure the rapture happened way before that. Now, what I want to be talking about is a lot of things. I want to talk about some UFOs. The reason why I want to talk about UFOs is because I want to talk about the deception that's going to be in our days. Why does God say in the day he shall sit on a strong delusion? What is that delusion? What could the Antichrist possibly come up with for a reason why these people vanished, including kids? Are they going to fly a big spaceship over the town that they already got, and they know how to fly this thing, and they're going to fly it over in the major city, and then fly it out really fast and capture it on TV? Probably so. But what are we going to be able to learn from a radio program when I won't say that. But I'll just say this. I believe that we need to I'm a person to say still store up food. I'm a person to say still buy gold. But I'm a person who says that Jesus will supply all your needs. But the Bible talks about preparation. It has talked about, and it's preparation. The Bible speaks of preparation. We need to prepare. But what I'm concerned on is about spiritual preparation. But sometime I'm going to say, this is what we sponsor. This is what we're saying. Go get. There are things out there that can help you fight off bad immunity. There's different type of methods of storing food without it spoiling, and there's all kinds of stuff. But you know what? When it's all said and done, we want to make sure we're going to heaven. Now, this show is going to take off. I have a feeling it is. Whatever time I have left on this earth, I'm going to put my everything into the show to try to get it off the ground, to try to get it going, because I have not sent off anything to any advertisement or nothing. But we're going to get this show off the ground, and it's going to be moving fast paced. So just pray with me if you're out there. Pray. Like I say, this is probably one of the first shows I had nobody in the chat room, and it's been because I've been moving around a lot. I'm going to have a new show, another show come on, and then I'm going to have one more that has to do with just the daily devotional. Okay. That's going to really help people. But the comments have mentioned the show that I'm having on Blog Talk Radio is going to be helping people to fight the good fight of faith. Get into that war and engage. The lukewarm church in Laodicea, God said, "Wish you were hot or cold. If you are hot, you're on fire. If you're cold, you're doing nothing. You're just doing what everybody else is doing, what the world is doing." God wants us hot. He wants us with zeal. We got to have a zeal. We have to have a zeal for the kingdom of God. Who is the Antichrist? And I've covered this in my prior shows, but will we know the prince of, will we know the prince of peace is now? So I'm going to get a method going on this show to be able to screen these calls, because I'm getting some bad calls, and that's another thing I'm thinking about a lot is one dude called who had racist comments, and I just don't really I had to pray really hard to not hate that person or dislike that person. So I'm not going to, there's going to be some times where I don't even answer the phone for right now. I recognize the phone number. I don't know how this thing works, but I'm not going to be answering any calls tonight. So, sorry. Anyway, so what we're going to be doing on the show is I'm going to be having some guests try to find me some good guests on here, but mostly in line of prophecy. But we're going to also get people on here that have to do with different areas as far as like government, secret societies, Mark of the Beast, technology, and things like that. So that's going to be our chief aim, is to get the word out there, to put out there that we are living in dangerous times. And there's a Chinese proverb, we live in interesting times, and that indeed we do. Now, is man naturally good? Some people have a thing out there that thinks man is naturally good. Man is not naturally good. Especially when you raise a kid up to be a little racist. And you see, he looks at mom and dad, they're racist, and then they call them, we good Christian. Are you Christian, all right? Correct me on how they go burn down some black person's house back in the day and swear up and down they were Christian. The Bible says that people would do things against you or try to kill you and say they're doing it for God. You're doing it for God? Why would somebody waste their time calling into this show with racist statements? Or it's just like even this lady, I don't know if she's racist too, but I know God, I know I'm doing God's will when these people call in. They're actually trying to block me from making the show bigger. Actually, you don't have to do that. I do it all by myself. But you know, I'm going to make every effort to screen these calls and do the best I can with the Lord's will, or Lord's grace. I'm going to give this show to God because I can't do it. I'm going to let God bring many people on this show to listen. I'm going to let God do this. I don't have the strength to do it. Okay? I don't have any strength to do it. Now, am I going to make any more predictions on the show? Most of the time I've made predictions, I never said God told me anything. But I am going to say that I believe, and I'm going to come out and say it, I'm probably going to be wrong, and you can listen to my other shows. I'm not a prophet, and if I'm trying to get it, well, I guess I won't have any credibility because there's a lot of guys out there who have a large following. They don't get it right at all. I listen to some ministries out there, and they would say some stuff, and I'm like, dude, that didn't happen. It is not. It has not happened. It's not going to happen the way you say it's going to happen. Well, see, I got mine over with real quick. But see, I do believe that the sign in the sky for July 22nd was actual sign. Now, I thought that something would have happened on the 9th of August, but it did not happen. So that's still a sign. That's still a sign, no matter what you do with it. 3 years in a row. Eclipse is on the 1st of Av. Av is spelled Av, is a Jewish month. It overlaps our month. It's a Jewish month on their calendar. Now you tell me, how is it that there's a solar eclipse, there's an eclipse on all the first days of that month? You tell me. Unless it was a signal from God. That it helps me out though, because I have a feeling the longer it takes for God to judge this earth, the less time the Christians have to be here to endure it. You say, well, there is no rapture. Well, okay, read 2 Peter chapter 3. That describes you perfectly, the scoffer. Because the whole world's going to know. Think about this. The whole world's going to know. Now, I know the scoffing is going to come during the tribulation period, but the whole world's going to know at the end, there's not going to be any scoffing at the end of the tribulation period. Just like they say, there are no foxes, there are no atheists in foxholes. There won't be any scoffers at the last part of the tribulation period, none at all. You won't see them. Where they at? They shaking and getting the rocks to fall on them. Getting that last sin out. Because they know they're going to get judged. And if they don't know, some people are going to be so ignorant enough to believe they still ain't going to get judged. Now, are we in time? Where are we in history? We're at the end of the road. What do we do in the meantime? If we If you're born again, you should be out preaching the gospel. You should be on fire. Ask God to give you a zeal. If you're a sinner, ask Jesus Christ to be Savior, your Lord. Ask Him to come into your heart to be saved. Okay. To play something for y'all, because I want to right quick talk about a few things, but I'm going to go ahead and I want y'all to listen to me on the 22nd, I think. Let's see what I was saying.
Hello, welcome to the program today. My name is Phil Armstrong, and for the next 53 minutes, we're going to be talking about Bible prophecy and what's going on in the world. There is there was an eclipse that was shown in the Indians, in the Indian part of the world. That was very, I took a look at it and went on to view it, and it was beautiful. It lasted like 6-something minutes, it's supposed to be the longest of its kind, and I just thought that was very interesting to note, which we'll talk about later about the signs. Now I want to go over the book of Revelations today and look at some important points, but every time I finish a chapter, I'm going to refer back to the chapter, and I'm going to ask you, did you hear the word church in it? Now, many people believe that there is no rapture of the church, and they ask me, why you spend so much time on this? It's because of the importance of the hour that we're living in. We're living in an important hour that we have to acknowledge that God has made a way of escape. God has made an emergency escape hatchet. In a burning house, you do not stay in the burning house to prove a point that you're tough. You get the heck out. And a car is in reverse. You put the seatbelt on to protect yourself. Not saying that you're not going to get injured if you have your seatbelt on. The possibility you can still get injured. But there's a good chance you won't get injured. So, if you walk up to somebody that wears seatbelts and say, I don't suggest you wear that seatbelt today, they're going to look at you like you're crazy. Or I suggest when the house starts burning down next week, you stay in it. Or if your house ever burned down, you stay in it. Or combine the two. If your car starts to explode, just lay in the seatbelt and just calm your nerves. Just let the car blow up so you can get 90-degree burns over your body. No, you try to get out. Well, if you look at the Old Testament, anytime Israel was faithful to God, they won their wars most of the time. If you look at it, when Israel was faithful, even when they wasn't faithful, God delivered them using many plagues to deliver them from Egypt. Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and they still got delivered from Egypt. If you look at it through the Bible, when Lot was, it says it vexed Lot's righteous spirit daily. So Lot was a righteous man, even though he had his troubles, and he got out the city. His wife looked back, who loved the world and the things of it. Now I want to do a special on that too, about Lot's wife looking back at the pleasures of the world, looking back not knowing God's promises that this world is cursed. And there's a better place to come. There's a better world to come. And we have to understand that. Okay? So, this part of my show is recorded because I'm trying to record some of the 4 o'clock shows. And I'm going to move my office to a designated spot in my house, which is, I mean, not office. I'm going to move my studio. Because my studio, believe it or not, is upstairs in our living area where we eat and stuff, so it's right in the middle of it. So sometime I'm going to pause this thing, and you're going to hear the pause, and I'm going to break and then do something else. But for right now, I'm going to probably take calls. Like, it depends on how it goes, how everything goes, but I like to take calls. I won't really take any calls into maybe the last 20 minutes of the show. I'll try to take calls. Remember that I'm not going to take any calls until the last 20 minutes of the show. But I would love for you to sit there and listen. And coming Friday, or starting Friday, when I do a show, I'm going to do it live, so everybody can call in and participate. Being that this is the Book of Revelations, I'm going to do some current events as well. Well, not really current events, but I'm going to talk about the times of off and the signs that that just preceded it, which was July 22nd. You probably saw, I wasn't really watching the news, but you probably saw the eclipse, and this is the time of off. So just keep your eyes open that there could be something that will happen within the 10 days, especially on the 9th of off, which is the 30th, I think. Anyway, like I was saying before, I believe that the rapture of the church is imminent, and the rapture of the church will precede the tribulation period. The tribulation period is not for the church. We're not to fall under condemnation. Therefore, there is no condemnation to those who are Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Now, God has come to condemn the world only because they have not accepted Jesus Christ. Other than that, he has not come to condemn the world. Now, let me repeat that. God has come to condemn the world only if they don't receive Jesus Christ. But he has not come to condemn the world other than that decision. That's blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit calls you and says, come out of this world and be ye separated, and you stay in the mess that you're in, or you stay in the life that you're in, you are blaspheming the Holy Spirit. So the church is not appointed to wrath. The Bible says that, Paul said that the church is not, God has not appointed us to wrath. That's his wrath, the day of the Lord. If you read the book of Joel, Zechariah, Isaiah, the time that is appointed is God's wrath. Now, when people say, well, what about the missionaries that have been killed? They don't understand the Bible. They have the slightest idea, and I'm not saying it arrogantly. I'm just saying they don't understand the Bible. Had they understand the Bible, they would know that the wrath of God is a 7-year tribulation period. That's the time of Jacob's trouble, but it's also the time that God leashes his say. He has his say. Now, he allows the devil to do certain things, and allows man to do certain things, and he allows the devil to work through man to do certain things. But normally, God is the person who is initiating the trumpets and the bowls. Now, it behooves you to understand that the word church is not mentioned after chapter 4. But we're focusing on chapter 6 today, and then I'm going to jump around for another day or two, and then I'm going to go here and read chapter 6. Okay, so let's start. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals. Now, we're going to establish the fact that the Lamb is Jesus Christ. And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, come and see. And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went out forth to conquering and to conquer. Now, I'm going to do some speculation today. and let you know who what I think this is, the crown. The Antichrist can be a prime minister, president, or emperor, or whatever, but my best guess is he will be a monarch. We don't know the geopolitics of the time of the tribulation period. We have it in the Bible, but we don't know the exact course it's going to take. But I'm going to take some guesses today what I believe it's going to be. Now, who do I think the Antichrist is right now? I don't know. I'm going to give you some better guesses than most people have. Did we know Barack Obama 4 years ago? When the matter of fact, let's be specific. When 9/11 happened, did we know who Obama was? Some people did. From Chicago, some people probably did. But we didn't know who he was. Now, Obama's not the Antichrist. And I'm 100% sure he's not the Antichrist. If I'm mistaken, then I apologize. We see you in heaven to apologize to you. The Antichrist will come out of nowhere. Just like Obama, President Obama came out of nowhere. The Antichrist will not be able to come forth until the church is taken out of the way. Until he who lets will hinder until he is taken out of the way. That he is the Holy Spirit working through the church. I'm just going to be blunt. See, some people say, well, we think it is. Well, we know. Sometimes you can be blunt. And maybe I might get in trouble for being blunt. But that's the only he I can think of. And when you start splitting hairs and saying, oh, it could be Satan. Why would Satan prevent the Antichrist from coming? That's foolish. That is so foolish. There's no way that Satan will hinder his own masterpiece from coming to the scene. Matter of fact, Satan has had many Antichrists. And matter of fact, the Bible says that the Antichrist shall come from among you. So if he's coming from among you, then that means he's coming from out of, they're coming from out of the church as well as from, from in the church as well as out of the church. So the Antichrist is possibly many people. The person you walk by in church on Sunday. And the Antichrist is he who denies that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. Meaning that the Father has sent him down in the flesh. God himself has come down in the flesh. The anointed one has come down in the flesh to walk among us and to seek those who are lost. So let's continue on. And I saw and beheld a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him. Now notice he has a bow. Now if somebody passed him an arrow and he cocked the bow back, then he has the intimidation of war. So we know when the Antichrist receives a crown, he has the intimidation. Actually, he has the intimidation of a war before it even starts. Because if you notice, and he that sat on the horse had a bow. Then a crown was given to him. And a crown was given to him. Simultaneously, I guess. And a crown was given to him. And he went forth conquering and to conquer. So the Antichrist will come out conquering and to conquer. President Obama has not come out to conquer and conquer. Conquering is actually taking something. Conquering is holding claim to something. That's how you tell who the Antichrist is. He comes forth conquering and to conquer. That means he does a double split. He's conquering. His main focus is to conquer. That's why I said it's first. So he comes out and he goes forth conquering and to conquer. And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, come and see. And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him that set upon thereon to take peace from the earth. Now the Antichrist probably signed a peace deal for 7 years. But if you read Revelation chapter 13, it says, who is likened to the beast? Who can make war with the beast? Okay, so if that is the Antichrist's main thing, he comes out conquering and to conquer. He also puts a bow in that arrow.
That combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. No expenditure is questioned, no rumor is printed, no secret is revealed. No president should fear public scrutiny of his program. For from that scrutiny comes understanding, and from that understanding comes support or opposition, and both are necessary. I am not asking your newspapers to support an administration, but I am asking your help in the tremendous task of informing and alerting the American people. For I have complete confidence.